that struck me was that Hannah is much younger than everyone else at the sanitarium, and she doesn't quite fit into this puzzle. And so one thing that I thought would be a good idea would be to volunteer at an old person's home to try and have an understanding of what that would be like to be around elderly people and to kind of just get accustomed to that. And I took a lot from that when I went to Berlin to shoot.
How was it working with quarantine in this film?
It was amazing. It really was. With Dane, I've been a fan of his work for a long time, and I've always wanted to work with him. And Gore really knows what he wants, always. Like, he would storyboard each day, and he'd know exactly what he would want from each shot, and he wouldn't compromise on that. And that just makes you feel very safe, and that you know you can trust him. He's got the whole film in his head at all times.
Hannah is so isolated. How did you approach that aspect of her?
Well, I think that was... I think that has more to do with understanding Hannah as a whole. Do you know what I mean? She never left the sanitarium, and so as a result of that, her perspective of the world and her positioning in it and of people is quite peculiar and naive at times, and maybe sometimes a little too trusting. So I kind of try to look at it through that lens, I guess. A big part of that was like being able to tap into... like my inner kid in many ways.
I feel like this movie really played into people's phobias. Can you share some of your own?
My own phobias.
If any.
I don't know.
Like snakes, slimy things,
no,
fire.
No, I'm pretty good with all of that. That's the thing. I quite like all those weird stuff. And like spiders, I think they're kind of cute.
I'm partial to scorpions myself.
Well, yeah, maybe a Scorpio lately. But I am a scorpion. Oh, you are?
What's your birthday?
October 25th.
Oh, I'm 11/11.
Oh, proper Scorpio.
No, Scorpio. Oh. So no phobias that you can share? Or maybe you don't want to give out your secrets to your enemy?
I know, I really can't think of anything right now. Oh, hello.
What is, you know, you
other people?
Other people.
Let me think about that, and then if I can think of something, I'll get back to you.
Now, in terms of the story and the script, were you presented with the full script when you were thinking about taking the role, or was it just part of the script and the character given to you?
No, I remember it very clearly. Like, I got an email from my agent with the audition and the script, and so I read the script that night. In one sitting from front to back, and one of the things that struck me first was how well written it was, and I think I'd know where it was going, and then it could take a completely different turn, and it wouldn't let you predict what was going to happen at all, and that was really exciting, and to work with Gore on a genre he helped define back with The Ring, like that was really exciting for me too.
Going back to his question, was there really stuff in that tub that you slid into, or like the eels that we saw?
No, actually, that was, it makes it sound a lot more boring now, doesn't it?
CGI?
It was, but I did, they put a mold of me and my body in the bathtub. And then I had to lay in this awkward position for 4 hours, and then I watched Good Will Hunting.
In that position.
And they fed me a Coca-Cola through the straw.
So that was all you.
The upper half is, and then they CGI'd the lower half of the body, and some things I still don't understand how they did it.
Well, they tortured poor Dane, I'm assuming, throughout the thing. Were you put into a weird position where you were like, oh, really? Or you felt a little awkward or just strange?
No, I think in that situation, my experience is quite different to Dane. I'm the odd one out in the movie, and so, I guess, uncomfortable. I had some water work that I had to do, you know, at night time, and that was quite challenging at times. But never... Does that answer that question?
What about the bike ride? Was that easy?
Two people. Like, after maybe 7 tries, then it got easy. but no, it was quite difficult at first. And the rig, like, almost fell off the first time, and that was pretty dangerous. And it was a steep hill. It was pretty fun.
Do you enjoy beer?
Do I enjoy beer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do.
What's your poison? Is a nice stout? You go more for the ales, maybe an IPA?
No, not even that fancy, to be honest. More just like a Heineken. I'm from London, and that's what we would drink as teenagers, do you know? When we were 15 in the park.
But those are proper pints, though, right? Imperial pints. Did they give you a choice when you were doing those scenes?
No, but I remember I said to God, I was like, oh, like, I really like beer, you know, so I've got to put something in here to, like, make, it wasn't real beer, but, like, put something in this so I can, like, react to it. So they put, like, a lot of vinegar in it.
Oh.
So you reacted to it?
Yeah, because otherwise I'd be like...
All right.
Like, hey, I can get used to this.
So you mentioned the script that when you read it had all these twists and turns. What was the most surprising part to you when you were reading it?
You see, I think if I answer that, then you start talking about spoilers, and I don't want to do that because I feel that's a big part of the movie, is the surprises.
But what do you think about the whole subject about people pursuing this, you know, wellness or for, you know, to stay young or stay alive? What do you think about that whole thing? Because it's basically taught, you know, the film speaks to that.
Yeah, well, it's a thought-provoking film. I mean, everything from the title on is really sparking a conversation. And it's asking you some uncomfortable questions. Are you happy with life? Are you content? Is this relentless pursuit of power and wealth actually pointless? And I think it's very relevant in the climate that we're in these days today, and relatable. And I think, you know, I hope one of the things that people leave with when watching our movie is, you know, it's going to make them think about the society we live in. And, that's the other thing, too, is, like, Gore really doesn't underestimate his audience, you know? You really have to come into the movie with your head turned on. You probably have to watch it a couple times to really pick up on everything.
Are you happy? Are you fulfilled?
Yeah, I am. I'm very, very proud to be a part of this film. I think it's a great movie.
I was telling my colleagues that I think of this movie as a love story.
I got that too. I thought it was.
I think of this as it's not your run of the mill boy meets girl love story, but a love story in the end. And I think of your character as a hero. Maybe you didn't feel it that way, or maybe I'm just reaching. But I wanted to know, for those of us that did see you as such.
Sorry, say that again.
I feel like your character ends up being a hero. Yeah, you end up being the hero of the story. Like you end up waking the F up and pretty much setting things in motion within the system. Maybe there's a little underlying tones in there of what we given the political climate we have now, maybe like I said, I'm reaching, perhaps. But I want to know how you feel about that. For those of us that saw you as a hero.
Well, I never read it and saw myself as the hero of the film in any way, but I see how you can see that, for sure. I saw it more as her being the purity and the cure that everyone else in the film is so desperately seeking, and yet she's trying to get away from that. And I saw... the relationship between Lockhart and Hannah, they were kind of like a pinprick to one another. They were a mirror to one another. They showed the good bits and not the so good things in it. Sorry, this is my train of thought there. And it's only when they meet each other that, you know, this unraveling begins. Does that answer your question?
Really quick, now for the character Hannah, you know, when you read the script, you know, in preparation, were there any medical case studies, or did you maybe review any type of files on maybe children who were, like, you know, deprived as kids, or maybe experienced, like, traumatic instances in their life, to maybe, you know, draw your character on?
No, because I never saw Hannah as someone who felt that she was deprived. I never felt that Hannah was a victim. She's a product of her environment, and Volma, Jason Isaacs' character, is very much her hope. She very much believes in the things that he's telling her, and this is just the route to get there. Yeah, it's difficult because I don't want to talk about things without giving things away. But that's a good question.
So another topic is eternal life. So how do you view that? That people are consistently seeking
the fountain
to outlive, the fountain of youth and so forth. What's your view on that? Are you a naturalist or, you know?
I think it's unfortunate that we give so much. We give so much regard and respect to things that come with age and material things and property and everything but people. And I think that is it's a sad truth. And unfortunately, that is the society we live in. But, sorry, what's the question?
So paternal life, how do you feel about it? I mean, some people would say, yes, I would seek out ways to extend my life. Or maybe is it just, you know, a natural way?
No,
just is it natural progression?
I don't think I would seek out to extend my life. I think it's about being in gratitude for what you have in the time that you're given. Mm-hmm. You know, I think people can live an 80-year life and never really be grateful. And only when you're grateful can you really be happy. And I think it's just about being present and living in the moment and enjoying each day as if it's your last. It sounds cheesy, but I think that it's a good philosophy to try and live by.
I think the film kind of lends to that message, right?
Yeah.
You should just accept what it is.
Yeah. Well, that's what I think the cure for wellness is. It's just, it's gratitude. You know, with the money you have and your life and your health
Is there anything you learned from Hannah?
Patience. I think Hannah's an incredibly patient young woman, and that's something I'm still trying to work on myself. But yes, patience.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
The focus.
Great job.